You're listening to the Wicked Awesome 80s Show. All right, Amy, stop working out. We have a show to do. Oh,
sorry, this Thigh Master was really going to town here.
Not too many places you could say that you were going to town on the Thigh Master.
Oh, boy.
Here we are on Light Rock 105, remembering the 80s fondly. Believe it or not, the Thigh Master didn't really become a big thing until the 90s, thanks to Suzanne Summers from Three's Company.
I used to do aerobics till I dropped. Then I found Thigh Master.
But in the 80s, everyone was trying to work out, try the next cool diet, right?
Yeah, like the Jane Fonda workout.
And circle back, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, again.
Jane Fonda's workout book came out in 1982. I mean, she always looked great.
Phenomenal.
And that's why she could wear those leotards up high above her thigh bones.
That's right.
Even her hip bones.
Oh my goodness.
Richard Simmons, his book Never Say Diet came out in 1981.
When was Sweating to the Oldies? When did that burst out?
The first one came out in 1988, but you know there was more than one.
I don't hear it. What is it? One more time.
Oh yeah, baby.
The Beverly Hills Diet book was also pretty big back in the 80s. And everybody was drinking those Slim Fast drinks too. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
My husband didn't think I could lose the weight.
Boy, was I wrong.
The Slim Fast Pledge. Give us a week. We'll take off the weight.
If I drink a Slim Fast for lunch, can I have an ice cream sundae for dinner?
Oh, yeah, you can. That was the whole point, right?
There also used to be this appetite suppressant back in the 80s. It was called AIDS. AYDS.
Stop it.
Yeah, and they had to take it off the market after the AIDS crisis.
Oh, my God. I do not remember that. Wow. How about Jazzercise, Heather?
How could I forget about Jazzercise?
You know, that came back briefly within the last 5 or 6 years. Oh, and I don't know if they had this around where you lived growing up. Gloria Stevens. There was one on Route 6 here in Seekonk that my mom would drag my sister and I to. And we would play with toys while they just went nuts doing aerobics or whatever they were doing. Who knows?
You do Gloria Stevens to fit in your Gloria Vanderbilts.
Exactly.
Oh, and in 1987, worth noting, Elizabeth Taylor came out with a self-help book called Elizabeth Takes Off, and she advised everyone to just simply eat veggies and dip every day at 3 o'clock.
Get out. That'll work.
And let's not forget 1988, wearing a pair of size 10 Calvin Klein jeans, Oprah Winfrey walked out onto the set of her show, pulling a wagon full of fat, representing the 67 pounds that she lost on the liquid diet.
I remember that.
This is what 67 pounds of fat looks like. I can't lift it. Is this gross or what?
The Wicked Awesome 80s Show is on Light Rock 105.